Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And we are live at Allen Bob Sports, 3100 South Division. We are just about two blocks south of the Beltline Bar, same side of the road. You got to come out here. There are just deals on absolutely every package in the store and giveaways. 10:30 when we're done here and getting ready for the pregame, we're going to go outside and fire up that Tech G Sport. We got some nice meat going on. I think Merle ran to the store, got some more. We have Chaz here from Schmoe's Brewery. Good morning, Chaz.
And morning, guys.
Thanks so much for bringing us a treat. We're sampling some of your wonderful work again.
Well, thank you. Hey, that Grilling Guys rap, I think I need that as a ringtone. That would be awesome. Is that available for download?
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, it's free. We'll pay you to take it, actually.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Well, Chaz, you brought us a little seasonal beer here that's your Oktoberfest. I'm looking at the label, and you've got what looks like a skinny little German guy.
Well, that's actually the boss.
Oh, is it?
We came up with that little logo and said, hey, you know, that's kind of a caricature of the boss, Jim. He's back in the brew house right now. We're working on some brews today. I came right over from the brew house, and I got to go back when we're done. We don't want to run out.
So Oktoberfest, let's talk a little bit about this. This is a seasonal beer. There's a whole lot of brewers that do this, but in my opinion, nobody does it as good as you. And you call it a dark wheat ale. Talk to me a little bit about what's different about an Oktoberfest.
Well, we've decided that really an Oktoberfest means that it's in the fall. You know, it's your fall celebration, your harvest celebration beer. And we looked at other breweries. We looked at classic Marzens and Vienna Lagers and things that a lot of people use as their Oktoberfest. And they really didn't work for us. We said, we're West Michigan. We're different. Our water chemistry is a little different. We've got a lot of people here that are hopheads, and they just don't understand a beer without hops in it. So we said we have to come up with something that's going to be an interpretation of that. So we came up with this dark American wheat style, and it's an ale. And we said, well, we got to throw some hops in it to make those guys happy. And then just to make sure it was rounded out and had that fall color feel and everything, we added some chocolate malt.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We're at Allen Bob Sports, 3100 South Division. We're talking with Chaz Thompson, who is one of the greatest brewmasters we get to have on the show. Unfortunately, he's close, so we bug him a bunch. And every time he comes down to sit in with us, he brings beer.
You know what? That's why we
it's really not why we invite you, Chaz. Don't feel bad.
But I don't feel bad about bringing beer.
Right. And we love that because we can be bought.
So, Chaz, I'm looking at this. The traditional Oktoberfests are when we're sitting on the grill. I'm thinking spicy food. I'm thinking full-flavored food that's going to go with this beer. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you can do that. A lot of things that go with this are roasted. Slow roasted. So turn that grill down and give it some time, man. Drink 2-3 beers
before it gets
going.
I agree. I probably think a little differently on that one. I say this beer is so smooth and mellow. This is a microbrew you can give to somebody that's used to drinking the Bravo Sierra stuff, you know, the lame stuff, the light stuff. You could give this to anybody who is afraid of microbrews, and they're going to taste this and go, oh, man, this is like chocolate milk, man. I'm going to have me some malt.
Yeah, I did a function this last week with the Cascade Community Foundation. And a lot of the good citizens of Cascade were there, and they'd see me pour it, and they're going, ooh, a dark beer. And I'm like, hey, don't be afraid of the color. We're from Michigan. We embrace color. We embrace flavor. And this has got some complex tones to it. They had it. They were having a little Iron Chef thing with the kids from the Secchi Institute. And they found some great dishes that were those kids were creating that this just paired perfectly with. And their secret ingredient was pumpkin. And there was a kid there that grilled pumpkin.
Beautiful.
Really?
Oh, I was like all over that recipe. It was wild. He did a grilling, so it came out like a roast pumpkin, used it as a puree and a sauce on his meat that he grilled. And it turned out wonderful. Slow that grill down, man. It's fall. We can slow up a little bit. In a hurry.
And the pumpkins are coming out now. So are you going to play around with the pumpkin recipe?
No, I make beer that goes good with pumpkin. I don't put pumpkin in my beer. Enough of the other guys are putting pumpkin in their beer. I don't think I need to help fill that.
How about
in.
Strawberry? You did a strawberry I had down there a year or two ago. That was crazy good stuff.
Yep. In the spring, we do a strawberry wheat ale.
That is, my wife went nuts for
we
that.
We call it pickle tink.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous, it's good.
So, Chaz, Schmoes is growing. Schmoes is not your Patterson Avenue brew pub, but you guys are doing distribution. You got some exciting things going on. Where can we find your beer?
Well, around town here, two of the greatest places, if you're stopping in for lunch or maybe dinner, the Last Chance Saloon. They're back open. They've got us on tap. And then also... the Broadway Bar. If you haven't been to the Broadway Bar for a burger, you're missing out on it.
Never have. Where is that?
It's Broadway and 6th. It's just one of those little corner neighborhood bars.
Oh, it's a West Side place.
Oh, it's West Side place.
Oh, yeah.
It screams West Side.
Okay, it's the Best Side.
And they make a hand burger there on a flat top grill that is just awesome. Now, also, we've got Hoptoberfest coming up, and I hope that we got that deal worked out where you guys are going to come down and join us at that one downtown there on the 15th of October.
We were supposed to, but we're going to be at the Ferris Homecoming. We're doing a big tailgate gig up there for the Ferris alumni. Randy and I are both.
We'll come down
if you
and
need
see
me,
you, though.
Call in on a live remote. Just, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll be done there. I don't know. The game's done 3 or 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, we'll come down. You guys are going into the early evening or the late evening. So we'll be down. We'll check it out. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we'll be serving the Oktoberfest there, and I hear they got some good food planned for that one too.
Great.
But
We're talking with Chaz Thompson from Schmoes Brewery, and they are on Patterson Avenue, just north of 28th Street on the east side of the road. It's kind of an easy place to miss because it's a big building. It's kind of an industrial looking place, but they actually have a pub in there. They have this, you know, why a lot of people like going down there. You have a little beer garden outside that's fenced in. And you can bring your own food in and grill it because you provide the grills.
Yep.
Fun place. Randy and I have mugs down there, and it's really cool to have a mug with your name on it. You walk in like,
I'm somebody. It is. And, you know, I know that it's not open to the public. We've got a little mug club event tomorrow we're looking forward to, a little celebration down there. So we're going to come down and blow the dust out of the mug, pour a little of this Oktoberfest in there, and make it happen. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's right. And Brett Bakita is coming up. We have Bakita in the house. So this is fun for us. We finally get to broadcast with a real professional.
Yeah, I know. I've been working with you for a year. I've been waiting for this day.
Well, there's always a jab.
Yeah, always, Bob.
We're going to talk about Lowell Red Arrows football when Bakita comes up. I'm going to tell you that right now because I got questions for that boy. He was sitting up in the big press box, and I was out there in the rain.
Well, there you are. You've got a media guy and Bob. So one of them's in the rain and one of them's in the press box.
Hey, but, I'm a dad.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you, Bob. But coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about smoking meat. When Chaz was mentioning that you want to cook that meat slow, one of the techniques that you use to do that is actually a smoking process. Bob is humble, but I will tell you that he's an expert when it comes to smoking meat. So we're going to have him talk a little bit about
some
of the basics.
Yeah, you keep me humble.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, guys, we're down here at Allen Bob's 3100 South Division. You got to get on their website and check out that Big Buck contest. It's a photo contest, but you want to be part of that because they got some great prizes. There's some great sales going on down here as well. So stick with us. Bob's going to talk a little bit about smoking and then get into some pan-roasted venison as well with some cheesy baked bread. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. This time.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.